Steady as She Rose, a podcast about creating authentic online business empires using feminine flow. We're ditching the demanding hustle and replacing it with integrity-infused, juicy, feminine energy that effortlessly attracts our dreamiest clients. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Natalie, and I am a business coach focused on wealth energetics and feminine business approach. So my business was born because I was basically just really burnt out from the 9-to-5 hustle, and I just knew that there had to be a better way. So I decided to create my own paradigm of success for myself and my life. I looked at my bank account one morning that was negative again, and I knew that I was worth way more than that. And now my mission is to teach you that you are also worthy of being happy, free, and wildly wealthy. Today, we are remembering the why in your business. So let's get into it. So most people start a business because they see a gap. They see a need for their product and their services somewhere, usually in the industry that they're currently working in. So how do they notice that gap? Most of the time, it's because they had to experience it firsthand. So for example, the reason that I started my business was because I saw so many incredible women around me who felt like they had to fit into a specific box of women in business. Like, there's only a couple mainstream, like, accepted, I guess, examples of women in business, successful women in business, and they felt like they had to fit into one of those boxes. Or they were just like limiting themselves from becoming too big, quote unquote, where there's no such thing as being too big, like, as a woman, as a person. Like, you can be as big as you want to be, and that's who you are meant to be. But so I saw so many incredible women trying to fit themselves into a specific box, or kind of like watering themselves down because they felt like they were going to be too big. They were going to outshine their boss or their partner, or they, you know, just kind of told themselves that it wasn't going to be possible for them. And so they just kept watering themselves down. And that's why I started my business, to really hold a space for women like that, so that they can really discover for themselves that they can empower themselves to not have to be watered down and to really step into the fullest expression of who they want to be. So the truth is, that person that I just described, that genuinely used to be me. I used to think that I had to fit into a very specific box in the quote unquote business world, otherwise I wouldn't be successful. And there are really two mainstream versions of successful women in business. So let's just talk about those for a minute. These are just like the two mainstream versions that I have seen portrayed mostly, like most prominently. So the first one is what I call the boss babe. It's the woman who sacrifices her family to hustle in her business. Okay, so like you have your family on one side and you have your business on the other side, whatever family looks like to you, whatever business looks like to you. And in this particular model, it's the woman who severely sacrifices her family life in order to be 100% succeeding in her business. And then on the flip side, you also have the quote unquote mother archetype, the woman who sacrifices her career to devote herself entirely to her family. Okay, so that's the exact opposite. It's the woman who chooses that her family is more important, and she sees that she has to sacrifice one or the other. And so she chooses the family, she sacrifices the career. So if you don't fit into one of those mainstream boxes, that's totally beautiful, because I 100% do not either. And that was my dilemma, essentially, was I knew that I had to create a new paradigm and redefine what success was going to look like in my life. And so now I help other women do the exact same thing, because at the end of the day, I have a wholehearted belief that it's really truly like you against yourself. Like, you hold so much power, and whether or not someone externally is telling you no and that it's not possible, it's really the internal voice inside of you that matters. And if the internal voice inside of you is telling you no, don't do that, it's too risky, you're not going to succeed, then that's a problem. And that's exactly what we work on in my programs. And I think the most beautiful and healing thing about the women that I get to connect with is that you're actually creating your product or forming your business to help the person that you used to be, whether it was a year ago, a month ago, 5 years ago, whatever that looks like. Most people that I end up connecting with, that is what they're trying to accomplish, is they're trying to help the version of themselves that they used to be, who wasn't getting help from anybody else. And so then they took this treacherous journey through the trenches and they've come out the other side. And now they're like, oh, hey, I want to impart my knowledge to people who are exactly like me so that they don't have to go through all of that stuff that I had to go through, all the trial and error in order to find out these amazing things. And the reason that that is so successful is because they've been there and they know the struggles and they know the doubts and they know the hardships and they know how to make the change to get past all of that because they're there. They're thriving today. And so they know exactly what needs to be said to their audience, ideal client, however you want to frame it, they know exactly what needs to be said in order for that person to connect with them. So everything that I just described to you is the why behind starting a business, okay? Everything, like that very long-winded, like multi-minute explanation is the quote-unquote why. So whenever people say like, oh, you need to find your why in order for your business to be successful, in order for your marketing to really resonate with people, that is your why. So I want you to just recognize that it is not enough to say that you want to start your own business just to make money, because you probably won't succeed if that's your sole reason. And that might sound harsh, but you know, building a business is not easy and you likely won't make it if you're solely in it for the money, because you need a why to be able to keep you going, to be able to be that inner motivation to keep you going. If you're solely relying on external motivation, you're going to be in trouble, because, you know, I think it was Mel Robbins. She's like one of my favorite motivational speakers. She has this whole spiel that she has, you know, preached multiple times that motivation is fake. It's garbage. And I think what she's truly saying is external motivation is not real. And I totally agree with that. And it 100% resonates with me. External motivation will only inspire you for a short period of time. But when you're in the trenches and you're actually going through like the really difficult parts of building a business, whether that looks like late nights, whether it looks like, you know, spending a little bit more time apart from your family that you would like to, whether it looks like investing money that you're having really trouble, like a lot of trouble parting with, whatever that looks like, whatever the in the trenches, quote unquote, looks like for you, like you're not going to get through it unless you have a solid internal motivation and you keep coming back to your ultimate why. And so for me, like in my business, my ultimate why was I wanted the freedom. I wanted the time freedom. I didn't want to have to check in with an employer every time that I needed to take time off. Like I didn't, you know, all the stuff that people say about entrepreneurs and how you actually work more than if you were at a 9-to-5 job. Like for me personally, that just, it didn't feel like a good enough reason to not jump, you know, jump out on a ledge and do it and try it. Because for me, my goal was the freedom aspect. And I think that the freedom for me, the time freedom specifically, is the piece that is most scalable to me, that will never, like, that's a reason that will never expire in my book. I will always want that time freedom and the freedom from limitations, because I don't appreciate someone else who is not involved in my life pretty much at all telling me that I can or cannot take time off and then dictating how much time I can and cannot take off, because I consider myself a very high integrity person. And so for me, it's like I'm only going to take time off if I absolutely feel like it is necessary. And for me, what that looks like is, you know, if I ever need bereavement time, then I'm going to take it. If I ever need, but like someone else is not going to be able to tell me how much time I can take in order to process what I need to process, you know? So anyways, that was just a little bit of a tangent. But when I was first starting out, my business and my marketing looked really, really different than it looks right now. And that's okay. It's okay to grow and evolve. But the entire time, I think the difference, let me just center myself. I think the difference is the entire time I have had the same why. It has always been, you know, I want this time freedom. I want to build something that will have a ripple effect of impact through generations that will empower other women to see what I see in them and what other people see in them. That has always been my why. But I think at the very, very, very beginning, I was really, really nervous to like say that loudly. And I don't 100% know why. I think that, again, I think that that just goes back to, you know, societal conditioning of the fact that women are conditioned to not speak up in that capacity and not feel as empowered as that, like as I wanted people to feel, basically. And so I think I was really nervous in wanting to build my business solely based off of that why, because I was like, oh, like there's not going to be anyone that resonates with this. There's not going to be anybody, even if it does resonate with them, like they're not going to want to do it. They're not going to want to take the risk. But what I've come to realize is there are so many, and I bet you're one of them. I bet that you are at a place, or at least you were at a place, maybe you aren't now, or maybe you still are, that's fine, where you just are feeling like you need something more and you are something more. And whether that is entrepreneurship or otherwise, you're feeling like you are not fully fulfilled in your current life, and that the models, the mainstream models of successful women in business are not cutting it for you. Like you're just looking at them and you're like, yeah, that's cool, but like that's not 100% what I want to be. Like, what if I want to do both? What if I want to be both? And I think there are more and more women kind of stepping into that reality of the fact that they need both and that they are capable of the capacity for holding both successfully and beautifully. And I just think that that's so incredible. And so for me, it was more of an unlearning. So like an unlearning of what had been ingrained in me. And if you really want to dive deep into it, it's like unlearning the patriarchy, basically, like unlearning what had, you know, what women had been limited by for the last 2000 plus years, that, you know, we're just like docile creatures that can only handle a certain amount. And like, we don't have the capacity to be able to do everything and make everything happen. But like, the fact is, of course, you can't do everything. But truly, like, I do believe that so many amazing women have the capacity to hold both a beautiful, successful business as well as have an incredibly active family life that they participate in, you know, and that they can hold both of those equally and be successful at both. And so the thing that I want you to remember is you only have to be 10% ahead of your ideal client to be 100% in service to them. So in other words, you don't need to master everything before you turn around and teach about it. And that's something that it took me a long time to really reconcile that in my head, because I think that for a while I was thinking that I had to know everything and, you know, I had to make sure that I was the master of everything. Like I was like a black belt in my business before I even published anything, because I wanted to make sure that I was the expert in all realms that people could go to and ask for questions and advice and help from. And I had a lot of trouble accepting the fact that I did not have to be a black belt in my business in order to be of service to other people, that I've built skills over the years that other people haven't had a chance to learn yet, that they're looking for someone like me to teach them, and they would benefit from my programs, even if it's just in that like small of a capacity, like a one little thing, like how to create a podcast, for example. Like, not everybody knows all the steps that you need to go through in order to create a podcast and market it successfully, but I've been through it. I'm in it right now. And so I think that's one thing that if I could give anybody any piece of advice, that would be it. That to remember that you only need to be 10% ahead of your ideal client in order to be 100% in service to them. So you don't need to master everything before you turn around and you teach them about it. And I do just want to backtrack a little bit, because if one of your main goals in creating and or developing your business is to make a lot of money, like, that's beautiful, that's great, I love it, like, more power to you, and I'm 100% with you. But I just want you to be very aware that I bet you that's not your sole reason. And the only reason that I'm really pointing that out and kind of like putting it in your face is because odds are you're not going to make money right away. Probably not for at least a year, maybe 2 years, depending on how much you like are able to market yourself within the first year. But you're probably not going to make money for a while. And so if your sole motivator is like, I want to make money, I got to get in it, I got to start making money, like, you're not going to see that for a really long time. And so it's going to be really, really, really delayed gratification. So on the other hand, if your why or one of your whys is to, you know, help solve a problem for a very specific type of person, then I bet you that you can probably do that without even making money right off the bat. Like, you can do that by publishing a really valuable freebie for people to kind of attract them to your business and get them like with one foot in the door to kind of say, hey, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is the value that I can provide to you, and this is the type of service that I can provide to you. And then they'll start to see that, and then they'll be like following you, they'll be interested in you, and then they'll probably stay along for the ride. So I just wanted to clarify that, because like, in no way am I like money shaming women out there. Like, I think that wanting to get into an entrepreneurial space to develop your business, or even to escalate your career if you're not an entrepreneur, if you're working like a corporate job or like, you know, a W-2 job, 1099 job, etc. Like, if your goal is to scale it to the point where you're making X amount of money, like, beautiful, amazing. I just want you to ask yourself, why? Like, why do you feel the need to make that amount of money? Is it because it would make you feel relieved at that point? Why would it make you feel relieved? Is it because at that point, you would feel the freedom to buy whatever you want, whenever you want? Is it because, you know, you would feel like you wouldn't have to check your bank account when you go grocery shopping? Like, what is the underlying reason for why you want to build a highly successful, you know, highly profitable business? That's what I'm really getting down into. If you want to take the first step to get into your quantum realm, I do have a 30-minute masterclass called Quantum Flow, where I hold space for you to empower yourself to create the mindset shift that you need to step into your quantum realm. You'll learn how to become a magnet for potential clients. And I'll also show you the difference between an online program versus a money-making machine is honestly a juicy marketing strategy. If you have any interest in that, the link is in the caption. You can also visit my website, thatgirlwholikestotalk.com. Have a great day.